Defending business against lower price challenges is a normal and ongoing effort of any salesperson with an established customer base. But during these tougher economic times, more customers than ever are evaluating or reevaluating if they can buy what they need at a cheaper price. Most sales reps I meet are being forced to spend significant amounts of time defending their existing business from competitive attacks, especially lower priced competitive attacks. Have any accounts currently under attack? If you do, then there's 8 questions to consider that might help. By the way, I'm sure you thought of solutions to several of these questions already, but maybe a few might contribute to your selling plans. Our first question, question number 1, which of your current customers is most exposed to competitive attacks? You can't work to protect all of your customers at the same time. Prioritize your customer base to identify your most important or most exposed current customers. It's important to also share your prioritized list with your manager, reviewing not only why they are your most important or exposed accounts, but also what actions you plan to take to save their business. The second question, are you really providing any unique value, and can you prove it? All sales reps talk about their added value and uniqueness, but now is the time to take a realistic look at each of your exposed accounts to evaluate if you're really providing any uniqueness, value, or savings. Value is always a part of any vendor replacement evaluation. The only way a competitor can take business away from you is by showing your customer how they can provide the same or greater value, but at a cheaper price. Very few buyers will take the personal risk of being responsible for switching to a lower price vendor who has significantly lower quality or service levels. So how much value, uniqueness, or savings are you currently providing your customers? The simple reality of business is the greater your value difference, then the more customers will be willing to pay to do business with you. If your customers see no value or uniqueness in your products or service levels, then they'll quickly switch to whoever happens to be the lowest price vendor. And the only possible way for you to save that business will be by being the lowest price bidder. But if you do have any uniqueness, value, or savings, you might now have a chance to keep this business. You'll likely still have to drop your price, but you don't have to match or beat the lowest competitive price bid to still win. There are only 4 reasons why buyers buy in a competitive environment. They choose you over all the other competitive alternatives because you either lowered their risk, made their life or work easier, increased their profitability or lowered their total costs, or you've helped increase their competitive advantage. This is a great time to reevaluate your customer references who can talk about the value you provide and why they chose you. Have you been able to collect any testimonials or inside support to validate your value and what you've done to improve their business? Your third question, can you be proactive by initiating any value-provided customer discussions before the competitive hordes attack? Examples of value, uniqueness, or savings will be a lot easier to collect when your customer is not in the middle of evaluating and comparing you to several of your competitors. If possible, you want to collect as much of this information as early as possible. What have you been doing to collect references to be able to validate and prove your uniqueness? Your fourth question, do you have connections within your customer's decision-making organization so your value message can be heard and recognized? The majority of customers have political environments where different departments have different and sometimes even conflicting goals. An example of conflicting goals would be when the plant manager tells you their company most values proven quality and process improvements when selecting a vendor, but their purchasing agent tells you they only consider lowest price proposals. It takes higher level intervention within a customer's political environment to fight for the selection of a higher price vendor who provides greater value, quality, or longer term savings. Otherwise, whoever gives the lowest price wins. What have you been doing to get higher, wider, and deeper within your most important or exposed accounts? Don't be surprised if your most exposed accounts are also the ones where you have the weakest political power, established contacts, executive support, or proof of any value or savings. How do you think these customers became competitively exposed in the first place? Our fifth question, can you quantify and validate your ability to provide the lowest total cost solution? What kind of numbers or tracking data can you prove? We all talk about how we can help our customers save money, so do you have any references, studies, or documentation to really prove your ability to help their business? During prosperous times, most sales reps don't take the time to track and position the savings and improvements they've been providing their customers. Your proof of uniqueness has most likely always been intuitively assumed. You just haven't taken the time to quantify, collect, and validate how your customers have actually benefited by buying from you. But when times become tougher, customers become more demanding, and you face stronger competitive challenges. Now is when you most need to increase your proof and validation of impact to help you confirm your message and uniqueness to a new client. What can you do to go back to your oldest and best customers to build or expand your lists of solid references who can talk about the actual dollar savings or improvement results they've experienced? Consider developing a reference letter to give to your best prospects. This letter lists 5 or 6 of your best references with their contact name, company, job title, and contact information included for each reference. But also contained in this letter are several paragraphs for each reference listing in detail how you worked with them, the results you helped generate, and a quote from the customer confirming the impact you've had. This way, your prospect gets your entire story from all of your references just by reading a letter, even if they don't contact anyone. Most will only call 1 or 2 to confirm what you've written. And once 1 or 2 check out, most prospects will tend to then believe the validity of all your references without having to do the work to call each one. What else can you be doing to get your message and uniqueness better communicated to your prospects? Our 6th question. Can you utilize your manager, company executives, or support team to help communicate and prove your added value and lowest total cost solutions? Most sales reps either don't like to use others to help them sell, or their company expects them to sell everything on their own without any help or support. But during a tougher economic climate, more customers are expecting and even demanding to see more than just their sales reps working to persuade them to buy. When a sales rep is the only one showing up to talk with a prospect, it's easy for a customer to assume your promises are only being made and supported by you. But when anyone else from your company joins you on an important call, especially a manager or company executive, then your prospect tends to believe your promises are now backed up and supported by your entire company. Who can you take out to help you convey your messages of savings, value, and uniqueness? Remember, this doesn't necessarily have to be a face-to-face meeting. Even having one of your senior executives talk by telephone with an important customer can still help you get your total company support message across to your prospect. And don't forget the negotiating benefits of multiple players from your company being involved. If you, the sales rep, are the only one talking and negotiating with your prospect, then your potential customer might assume you have lots of flexibility in your pricing and they can exert more negotiations pressure. But you can increase your negotiating strength when you can show your prospect that there is more than just you, the sales rep, involved in establishing your final price. With multiple players and executives involved from your company, you now imply less flexibility in immediately cutting a price or offering major concessions. Who else can you get involved to help strengthen your negotiating position within your most exposed accounts? Our 7th question, can you stop the bleeding? In today's tougher economic climate, buyers are putting pressure on all of their suppliers to increase their service offerings at the same time they also cut their prices. If you have a large contract now coming up for renewal, your customer will assume and expect they'll get some type of price reduction or savings compared to what they were paying. One of the ways a buyer can help accelerate you lowering your prices is to bring in several of your competitors, especially the lowest price ones, to help increase the competitive bidding. A lot of buyers might even bring in companies to bid that they'd never really actually buy from due to that competitor's higher risk, lower service levels, or reduced product quality. Those competitors are only being used to get the other higher price vendors they would like to buy from to offer lower prices or to offer additional concessions. But a mistake consistently made by most reps is to assume the only way you can keep the business and to win a challenge from a lower price competitor is by matching the lowest quoted price. A reality of negotiations is that you don't always have to match the lowest price to win or to keep the business. After all, the main buyer might only be looking to prove to their company that they were able to receive a price reduction due to their negotiating expertise. The actual size of the reduction compared to the other bids they received could be a distant and secondary issue. Let's say you have a customer who you've been selling $5 million a year in products. Your annual contract is almost up for renewal, and your main buyer has come back to you, showing you everyone's final bids, and pointing out that you're $1 million a year higher than the lowest bidder. Of course, your customer will expect you to meet the lowest price, but you might not have to. This is where your account pre-work and negotiation skills mentioned earlier can come into play. The easiest, lowest risk, but most expensive action you could take would be to immediately agree to the $1 million price reduction, a major hit to your and your company's profitability. But if you've done the math and built up a performance history with this customer, you might be able to show they're already experiencing an annual savings of $100,000 due to your faster run times or higher product quality. You also might be able to generate additional proofs of savings due to your larger inventories, more consistent delivery schedules, or past application savings, with the promise to keep working on more saving efforts in the future. The bottom line here is you might be able to create a message showing how you've saved them money in the past, are interested in continuing to work for more savings in the future, and are a lower risk as a supplier to their business. With all of that additional justification considered, you might only need to lower your price to $600,000 or $700,000 a year. Still not a happy price reduction to have to offer, but a whole lot better than just offering $500,000 a year to match that lowest price. So how much risk are you willing to take with your pricing? You won't have to drop your price as much to keep their business if you have your company executives involved, are able to reference past savings and successes you've collected and validated, are working to get higher, wider, and deeper into your customers' political environments, and are able to show the future savings work you're interested and committed to continuing. And our eighth and final question, can you still find anything to sell? Even during this tougher and more challenging economic climate, it's still critical to keep selling. Even as you're fighting to keep your current business, it's still important to keep looking for new and or additional application opportunities where you can help them lower their cost, lower their risk, or improve their efficiencies or results. It's a lot harder for a customer to throw you out for a lower price vendor if you have several cost savings or application improvement projects currently under joint research and development. During tougher economic climates, buyers are also most interested in learning about new or additional ways they can improve their business operations or reduce their costs. Now is the time to be initiating conversations for new or additional business. These types of new application discussions are also a great way for you to get higher, wider, and deeper within an account. These are definitely some of the most challenging economic selling conditions any of us have ever faced in our selling careers. But even in a tougher economy, the stronger and more persuasive sales teams will still win more business than will their competitors. We know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough? And are you committed enough to keep selling, to still win, or to keep the business, but without having to match the lowest competitive price bid? Thanks for listening.